Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. U.S. Trade Representative Catherine Tai will meet Thursday with farmers and ranchers in the Pacific Northwest. Tai and officials will tour the Washington State University Bread Lab and participate in a roundtable with agriculture and farm stakeholders. The USTR's office says the roundtable in Burlington, Washington, will discuss how trade can help Washington's agriculture and farm industries. A second roundtable event is planned later in the day in the Seattle area. The Agriculture Secretary notes some of the USDA's programs and resources producers can utilize to help mitigate the impacts of this year's drought. Rod Bain for the USDA has more.
It is part of efforts to mitigate drought impacts to ag producers in the Klamath River Basin of Oregon and California.
It's $15 million designed to provide help and assistance to farmers, in essence being encouraged not to plant.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack earlier this summer telling lawmakers about that specific offering and, in general, USDA programs and resources to assist farmers and ranchers across the country dealing with drought. For instance,
NRCS has announced a $40 million effort across the country, which could potentially be used with drought mitigation adaptation strategies and resources that will now be available through EQIP.
As well as the Risk Management Agency offering crop insurance flexibilities related to drought circumstances. The Secretary is scheduled to both discuss and observe drought and wildfire impacts to West Coast producers this week in stops in Oregon and California.
The spring wheat harvest is officially underway with continued dry conditions and warmer than normal temperatures. There have been very few harvest delays so far. The most recent USDA crop progress report shows about 17% of the U.S. spring wheat crop has been harvested. That is ahead of the average of 8%. The bulk of this has been taking place in South Dakota, 53% harvested, and in Minnesota with 32% harvested. In North Dakota, about 6% has been harvested so far. North Dakota producers are indicating that they are seeing fairly strong test weight values, 60 pounds per bushel or higher, and high protein, ranging from 14% to 18% on the early crop. While producers in areas that receive more moisture, the growing season is seeing yields close to average. The bulk of the state's crop is expected to show yields well below normal. The Wheat Quality Council Spring Wheat Tour projected an average yield of just over 29 bushels per acre, about a 20 bushel per acre drop from last year. Senators Chuck Grassley and Tina Smith on Wednesday introduced the Healthy Dog Importation Act. The Iowa Republican and Minnesota Democrats say the bill would expand the USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service program by providing additional tools to monitor and safeguard the health of dogs imported into the country. You're listening to Inside Agriculture. We'll be back with more in just a moment.